The other day, I heard a man talk about how his great-grandfather had had his own business. His father had also had his own business, and now he had his own business. Three generations of business owners. And you're thinking, what a great family tradition. I wish I had entrepreneurship in my DNA like that. Yeah, wait a minute, though. Tap the brakes. It's episode 221 of BulaNetwork.com, the podcast. I'm going to talk to you about absolutes in business success. The man went on to say that none of them, including him, that is his great-grandfather, his grandfather, and his father. Now, that's three generations. He made the fourth generation. None of them, he said, had experienced financial success. He summed it up by saying, we've all struggled and never broken through. Man. Welcome inside the Ellis Studio. My name is Randy Kentrell, your host here at BulaNetwork.com. You'll find the show notes for today's episode right there. BulaNetwork.com/221. Okay, three, counting the present generation, four generations of business owners. And that just seems impressive, doesn't it? Well, it is impressive until you get to that last little part. We've all struggled, and none of us have ever broken through. In 2012, the median income in America was $51,017. The great-grandson figures he's made more money in a single year, that is, in hard dollars. He has made more money in a single year than his father or grandfather or great-grandfather ever made in a single year. And it was just under $50,000. He has not been able to crack the median income in America. Struggling with failure. Struggling with failure is a daily feeling for him. He said, how can you feel like you've broken through simply because you work for yourself? Great question. Because, you know, everybody thinks working for yourself, well, that's the road to financial freedom. It's the road to lifestyle design. And it can be, but it's not an automatic outcome. You must be willing to risk it all. Now, we've all heard that. Okay, I have a question. Define all. You must be willing to risk it all. Does all mean your family? Does all mean your wife? Does all mean your kids? Does all mean your health? What does all mean? Does all mean your convictions? Does all mean your beliefs? Business pundits, you know, who tell us how to achieve success. Okay, well, they can backpedal at some of those questions. But if all doesn't include these things, then how many other things are excluded? So if a person says, well, no, it doesn't mean your convictions and beliefs. Okay, well, it doesn't mean those, so those are excluded. What else is excluded? I mean, it sounds to me like all doesn't mean all at all. In fact, in some cases, it sounds like all doesn't even mean nearly all. Or does it? Sacrifice means giving up some things so you can claim more valuable things. Now, I'm not here to tell you that success, even financial success, if we would limit ourselves merely to that discussion, merely to including money as the barometer, as the sole barometer of financial success or success in general, I'm not telling you that success hinges on risking everything, because I don't believe it. I mean, for every person who claims to have put everything at risk to make it financially, I can show you other people who will freely admit that they didn't risk much at all. Because life isn't just so cut and dried. Life is not nearly that simple. Life is very complex, and there are a ton of variables, many of which I'm not able to quantify. Maybe you can, but I mean, come on, some things are just beyond quantification. Here's what I do know. Here's what I do know to be true. Here's what I believe to be true. You must be willing to sacrifice some things if you're going to have some things of higher value. Now, that's just a fact. Fitness. Okay, fitness is going to require that you sacrifice, oh, maybe morning donuts, maybe a mid-afternoon soft drink or high fructose coffee drink. It's probably going to require that you avoid late night pizza gorge fests, because there are just some prices that you're going to have to pay if you're going to latch hold of fitness and improved health. A successful marriage. A successful marriage is going to require self-sacrifice. That means you're not going to be able to hang with your buddies as much. It means you're not going to be able to spend 80 hours a week working week after week after week. And it means a ton of other things that you're going to have to give up if latching on to a valuable marriage, a successful marriage, if that's a priority. Hey, let's take raising kids, raising children. If you're going to succeed as a parent, well, you're going to have to sacrifice a lot. Now, it's up to you whether or not you decide if it's worth it. Many of us have, well, we've made our choices. I'm still making daily choices as far as fitness goes. Some days I choose more wisely than others. Today, okay, I didn't choose so wisely. I mean, when you eat a piece of chocolate cake that is slathered with Reese's Cups, it's not a good fitness choice. It's a great choice for a lot of other reasons, but no, fitness ain't one of them. A successful marriage, okay, well, I'm in my 36 plus years. Been married to one woman. And there it is. You know, did it just happen on autopilot? No. No, we've both had to put in some effort and work. And I have spent some weeks working 80 hours, by the way. Just haven't done it over the lifespan of our marriage together. Raising kids, I've got two grown kids. Now I got four grandkids. I know a thing or two about what it takes to succeed to do that, and it takes a lot of work, and it takes a lot of sacrifice. And, you know, by the way, it takes a lot of money. So we sacrifice, we give up some things. And the reason we do that is because there are other things that are of higher value to us. And so, okay, we give up the Reese's covered chocolate cake because we know that'll probably kill us. Well, okay, one piece won't kill you, but, well, I don't know. The piece I ate, I felt like death eating a cracker about 30 minutes later. So I'm like, man, it seemed like a good choice at the time, but boy, I regretted it later just because of how sluggish it made me feel. Okay, so a person says, yeah, I want all those things. Oh, and by the way, I want to be rich too. Now, I'm not going to tell you that that's impossible. I frankly don't know. I am going to tell you what I believe, and you can take this or leave it. And since it's my podcast, well, okay, I'm throwing it out there. I will tell you I think it's improbable. Well, the way I define rich, lifestyles of the rich and famous, crazy, you know, the kind of money you can't imagine. Yeah, I want all those things, and I want to be rich too. I just think it's foolish to think that you're going to buck the odds. Oh, it can happen. It can happen. It might happen. You're likely going to be very disappointed. because I just don't think it's probable. As I sit here and hit the record button, today is Saturday, May the 17th. And, you know, the second leg of the Triple Crown is being run, and they've already established that California Chrome, winner of the Kentucky Derby, is a 2-5 odds-on favorite. The next horse, I believe, is a 10-1 shot. Now, I'm not a betting man, but I understand odds. I understand the numbers. Okay, well, the numbers aren't great that the number two horse, I don't remember who that is, but whoever the gamblers right now are betting on winning the race, the number two, 10-1, those aren't great odds. They're just not great odds. Oh, it can happen. It's not likely. And I feel the same way about, well, I want this and I want that. And I want this well-rounded life, you know. And I also, oh, by the way, I want to be fantastically rich. Not likely. If everything is important, then nothing is important. I'm a broken record with that statement. I have lived by that, and I have preached and advocated that, both in places where I have worked and to clients for a long, long time, because I have seen it. I've seen it destroy what I think would otherwise be effective leadership. People who just can't seem to prioritize in the workplace that one thing matters more than another thing. Bosses, tyrants, dictators, in fact, who go about wanting to advocate that every single thing is important, every detail is important, and just beat people over the head with that. Well, the truth of the matter is the statement that I live by. If everything is important, then nothing is important. Because you're not establishing priorities over anything. And as a result, you're not sacrificing anything. You're not giving anything up so that you can grab something more valuable, because everything is of equal value. And the fact of the matter is, they're not. Everything is not of equal value. Yes, making money is important. Yes, having a great marriage is important. Yes, raising good, well-behaved children, that's important too. They're all important. All right. Let's just give a scenario, shall we? Let me give you a hypothetical. Well, it could be a hypothetical. It may not be a hypothetical. Let me tell you how. Well, let me ask you. Let me ask you how you would handle this. Your youngest son is 8 years old. Tonight he has a school program. It's been on your calendar for 2 weeks. Your wife's family has come to town to attend, or your husband's family. You know, you fill in the gap. They arrived yesterday. Your wife has plans to go to a restaurant 2 hours before the event. That, too, has been on your calendar. This is not a trumped-up last-minute affair. This has been on the docket for a long time, for a couple of weeks. School program is at 7 o'clock tonight. Restaurant reservation, that has been set for 5 p.m. with the family, with the in-laws. It's a done deal. At 3:45 p.m., you have now received a phone call, and a prospect is in town, and the prospect wants to know if you're free tonight to discuss your newest products. He knows it's last minute. He hates to impose, but he's flying out late tonight, and he would love to talk with you about your products. He is potentially a whale. He is potentially a big customer. Oh, what will you do? What will you do? Which of these is important? Yes, I know. I know they are all important, but here's the rub. You must sacrifice something. What will you sacrifice? There's the question. Will you sacrifice the family dinner? Will you sacrifice the school event? Will you sacrifice both the family dinner and the school event? Will you sacrifice the business prospect? Now, these are real-world scenarios that many of us face, many of us have faced. This ain't so fictitious, is it? Now, in business, if you selected, well, I'll sacrifice the family dinner, or I'll sacrifice the school event, or I'll sacrifice both of them, congratulations. You are on the road to financial success. Maybe. Maybe. There's no guarantees. The prospect may spend the evening listening to you, talking to you, asking you questions, and the prospect may fly home late tonight only to have second thoughts and deny you your very first, much less any subsequent, purchase orders. The prospect may go home tonight and write you a $1 million order. Can you risk that? One dinner missed? One school function missed? That's not going to wreck anybody's home. Well, that's true enough. True enough, but we both know it's not just this one time. See, here's the problem with all of this. It's priorities, and it's vexing to have to wrestle with these. But this is how our lives work. This is how our real lives work. And many of us make a choice one time and then a different choice the next time. And we end up wrecked all the way around. I know countless people who have ended up with wrecked marriages, wrecked homes, wrecked kids, and wrecked businesses and wrecked careers. We all know, maybe we're looking in the mirror, we all know too many people, maybe it's us, who tried to have it all only to realize we can't. And sometimes we feel like not only can we not have it all, we can't have any of it. We've lost our family. We've lost our marriage. We've lost our kids. We've lost our businesses. We've lost our financial success. And unfortunately, many of us are left with nothing. Well-rounded people aren't at the top of the hill in financial success. Okay, don't start shouting that you want to be well-rounded unless you really mean it, and unless you really fully understand what well-rounded is. Heard somebody the other day, they were talking about Warren Buffett and how he's been living in the same house for 30-some-odd years, and I'm like, yeah, you know, and he's got a failed marriage. It's kind of a sham. I mean, he's got a girlfriend. I guess technically he's still married, but, I mean, they haven't lived as a married couple for a long time. I mean, just because a person, you know, appears frugal or reasonable and they don't live the high-flying life that we all know they could live, it does not mean they're well-rounded. Here are the rules. Well, here is the rule. You ready? I'm going to give it to you because here's the rule. There are no rules and there are no formulas. Now, I know we love to focus on outliers. We love to think that we're going to be one of those outliers. The problem is, it's just highly unlikely. I mean, all we have to do is look at this one single barometer of money, and that is income. Income. Take a look at income, and let's just think for the moment about income. Let's don't think about any other measurement for success. Just income. Do you realize that only 3.9% of Americans earn $200,000 a year or more? 3.9% of Americans earn $200,000 a year or more. That means that 96.1% of the American population is earning less than that. 96.1% of us are earning less than 200 grand a year. 80% of Americans are earning less than $100,000 a year. Do you still think that anybody or everybody can make 200 grand a year? They can't. They won't. And there are tons of reasons or explanations on why. The numbers don't lie. Guess who lies? We do. We lie to each other and we lie to ourselves. 80% of Americans are earning less than 100K a year. 96.1% are earning less than 200 grand a year. That's just a fact. You can argue with it all you want. Can a person be wealthy? Can they have a successful marriage? Can they raise good kids? Of course they can. But again, the odds aren't favorable. I mean, come on. The divorce statistics, for as long as I can remember, people have been saying, well, the odds are one out of every two marriages is going to end in divorce. 50-50. Flip a coin. Do you feel like flipping a coin for your marriage? Because that's, in essence, what's happening. Now, we've been experiencing some severe weather here in Dallas lately. Because it's springtime. Springtime, Tornado Alley and all that. Some homes have been destroyed. We've had some power outages in some major parts of the city. And we've had tornado warnings. And tornadoes are a little bit like success in some ways. In that they're random. Yeah, the atmosphere, it can produce conditions that will enhance the possibility, but there's no weatherman that's going to get on a local station in this market and say, we're going to get a tornado. They will tell us that the odds are fantastically great and wonderful for the possibility of a tornado. In other cases, they can tell us conditions just aren't right. It's just very unlikely that we're going to see a tornado. Well, it's a little bit like financial success. There are no guarantees. We want guarantees. Come on, I want a guarantee. I at least want a guarantee that there's a chance. And we'd like it to be a pretty good chance, by the way. I mean, can you give me pretty good odds? I don't like that 10 to 1 with that other horse, whatever the horse's name is. 2 to 5. I mean, do you like 2 to 5 odds? Well, it's as good as you're going to get right now in that race. No, we want a formula. I want a formula to follow, a little bit like a cookie recipe, you know? I insert these ingredients at these precise quantities during this point in the process, and presto, success. Problem, there are no formulas. There are no recipes, and there are no rules. Okay, before you go half-cocked, I'm not saying that we roam the earth subject to 100% random chance. And I'm not saying that we should not assume responsibility for our outcomes. In fact, you know that I'm very fond, if you've listened to me any time at all, you know that I'm very fond of the old Jack Welch saying during his GE days, control your own destiny or somebody else will. Now, maybe the market will. Maybe customers will, but somebody's going to control your destiny if you don't try to control it yourself. So I believe in doing all that you can to give yourself the very best opportunity, but that doesn't mean that you'll ever break through. You still may fail. Yeah, but boy, it beats the alternative to just sitting around hoping that you're going to get hit by lightning, doesn't it? Yeah. Yeah, it does. So, you know, what's the take of all this? I mean, what's the point? The point is, if everything is important, then nothing is important. And the point is that you've got to learn to give up some things because there are some things that you may want. There are some things that you might even be mildly or seriously pursuing that are more important. But maybe there's something holding you back. Now, I'm not the voice in your ears telling you to sacrifice your family. Sacrifice your marriage, sacrifice your children, sacrifice your health. No, I'm going to tell you to sacrifice some other things. Yeah, I'm going to tell you to sacrifice some entertainment. I'm going to tell you to sacrifice some TV. I'm going to tell you to sacrifice some hobbies. Sacrifice some other things if there are things, particularly money-making things, that are more important to you. Because here's the fact of the matter. By your actions, you're proving whether they're more important or not. And the fact that you won't make a sacrifice in order to lay hold on something that you deem more valuable or you say you deem more valuable proves that you don't deem it more valuable. Else, you'd give it up. I know a number of people who are diabetic, and they're also morbidly obese. And you think, okay, they can talk all they want about how their health is important. living to see their children graduate high school or college, that's important? No, it's not. You know how I can tell? Because I can watch them, you know, eat a 20-ounce steak. That's how. I know it's not more valuable to them. I know it's mere lip service. I know they don't mean it because they're not doing the actions. They're not taking the actions. They're not embracing the behavior that will be congruent with what they claim matters more. It doesn't matter more. The steak matters more. If it didn't matter more, you wouldn't be eating a steak. I got nothing against steak, but come on. If you're diabetic and you're carrying about 100 pounds too much, probably not the smartest choice in the world for your diet. But isn't that how we live our lives? Well, we like to make wild claims, you know. Oh, my career is important. Getting ahead is important. Oh, my marriage is important. My health's important. I mean, you fill in the blank with whatever is important to you, whatever you're willing to give lip service, and let me watch your life for about 24 hours or less, and I'll be able to tell if you're lying to me or not. Well, I'll be able to tell if you're lying to yourself. Because the point is, there aren't any absolutes in business success. There are a ton of outliers. And we're all trying, if people would spend as much time hustling and trying to make a go of something as they do trying to figure it out, trying to figure out what button to push and what order to put the buttons and how did y'all do this and how did y'all do, if we would spend more time really living our lives instead of vicariously trying to live through the lives of other people, I don't know about you, but I'm pretty fed up with all the entrepreneur interview podcasts, and I don't listen to very many of them. I mean, besides, how many entrepreneurs can you, you know, the one guy is being interviewed by one podcast, and then he's interviewed by about a dozen more, and it's, you know, same show, rinse and repeat. But we want to hear the stories. And you know why we want to hear the stories? It's the same reason that people buy People magazine and Us and all the other kind of yellow journalism kind of tribes out there. We join those tribes because we want to know. We want to know, what are they doing? Isn't this great? I mean, we can vicariously live their lives. And as a result, we don't live our own. There are no rules and there are no formulas. You got to figure it out. And what you figure out may be different than what I figure out. And while we can all look for common denominators as much as we want, okay, there are going to be a few. You already know what they are. You don't have to read a book to know what they are. You're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to put in the work. You're going to have to sacrifice some stuff. You're not going to be able to do it all. You're not going to be able to have it all. You're probably going to have to work harder than you really would like to work. And you're probably going to have to work longer at it than you really would like to. You'd like for it to come quickly. Come now. Come on, success. I'm waiting on you. Okay, well, success is around the corner. The problem is, how big is this corner? Don't you feel like you've been around in this corner for a long time? Yeah, a lot of us feel like we've been around in the corner for a long time. And oh, by the way, by the time that you made it, I was talking with somebody recently about a massive number of layoffs that were happening. About the time you feel like you've made it, then, hey, guess what? You get to start over. You're the winner. Winner, winner, chicken dinner. You get to start all over again. Isn't this great? Isn't this wonderful? Because success is not final. You've heard it before. Failure's not fatal. Well, it can be, but you don't want it to be. Random chance? No. No. There is some chance, and there is some luck, and there is some fortune, and there is some serendipity, but whatever golfer said it, it's right. The more you practice, the luckier you get. The harder you work, the luckier you get. I've commented repeatedly how people will look at me, and my two grown kids live within, I don't know, we all live within 5 minutes of each other. My daughter and her husband, my son and his wife, and they each have two kids, and we're all pretty much right here. People up and down the street where I live, you know, filled with some middle-aged people, and a lot of them, their families are scattered from one coast to the other, and people talk about how lucky Rhonda and I are. And of course, being a man of faith, I say, well, we're blessed. We're blessed. However, we put ourselves in this position. We worked hard to be where we are. And you know what? It took us the better part of 30 years to get here. 30 years wasn't overnight success. We planned this. We sacrificed some things so we could gain these things that we thought were more valuable. And guess what? We have a lot of friends up and down the street. Okay, they pursued some other things. They took the job that took them 1,000 miles away from home. And then they took another job that's come another 1,000 miles in a different direction. And then they took another job. Oh, yeah, I guarantee they got a bigger bank account than I do. Is there an amount of money that I would sacrifice to not have my grown children live within spitting distance of me and my 4 grandkids to be equally close? Is there an amount of money that matters to me more than that? And the answer to that for me is no. There is no amount of money. Well, your life may be different. Ah, now here's the rub. That's why there's no formula, and that's why there are no absolutes, because these decisions that we make when it comes to sacrifice and claiming things more valuable, you've got to decide that for your own life. I can't decide that for you. Your career may mean everything in the world to you. It may mean more than any marriage ever could. That's just not the case for me. So even if you did achieve success, and even if I wanted the financial success you were to gain, I wouldn't pay it because I don't have your value system. Sure, we all make judgments. We make judgments in our own life. We make judgments about other people. And we choose to lay hold on some things and we choose to give up some other things. And for so many people, I do know money is the thing that matters, and I get it. Listen, and this is about business, and it's about doing good business. But I don't know about you, but I've always had a hard time. You know, that prospect that would have us miss out on a family get together, that guy who probably doesn't care one whit about his own family, so he sure doesn't care about yours. You going to surrender your values to him, to her? I know it's tough. Nobody ever said it was going to be easy. Getting what you want ain't easy. And sometimes figuring out what you want, that ain't so easy either. I would hope that when it comes to people, I would hope that when it comes to family, when it comes to marriage and children especially, and I would hope when it comes to health, I would hope that those are easy choices for you. I would like for those to be easy choices for you. They may not be. So there you have it. Hey, I appreciate you listening. Honestly, truly, I do. And if you're not yet on the list, as they say, I'd love to send you a free video, 15 obstacles to success or greater success. Just plug in your email address in that yellow box over at the website. I will send it to you straight away. No charge. And I'll kind of give you updates from here inside the Yellow Studio periodically. I don't send them out any more than once a week, and usually I don't even do it that often, but Sunday afternoons, around 5 o'clock Central Time, you might get an email from me if you're going to get one, or you won't. And sometimes that's okay, too. I'm still working on rebranding the podcast. Haven't decided yet fully how I'm going to do that, but I'm still working through it. I appreciate all the feedback and the help that you've given me in that regard. If you have not yet done so and you would like to contribute to that effort and give me your feedback, you can do that by going to BoolaNetwork.com/helpme. H-E-L-P-M-E. Just a really short kind of a survey. Help me out. I'll get it figured out sooner or later. Because like you, I'm still trying to figure out, okay, I got to sacrifice something so I can claim something more valuable. And when it comes to this podcast, that's exactly what I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to figure out, okay, what do I need to give up? Maybe some things that I do enjoy, but okay, they're not so valuable for you. I get it. I understand it. Thanks greatly. I hope you will subscribe to the podcast and maybe even better yet, tell a friend. My name is Randy Cantrell. City of origin is Dallas, Fort Worth, Texas. This is the Yellow Studio.